The purpose of this series of podcasts, What is a Felony DUI in Arizona?, is to discuss the facts, legal issues, and sentences imposed in Arizona felony DUI cases so people can have an understanding of how individuals can be found guilty of felony DUI and what sentences can be imposed. The cases discussed in this series are primarily based on memorandum decisions issued by the Arizona Court of Appeals. Memorandum decisions are only binding on that individual case and are not legal precedent for other cases. However, their discussion of the facts, legal issues presented, and sentences imposed are a good guide for what it takes to be found guilty of a felony DUI in Arizona and what the sentences imposed could be. Please keep in mind, almost all of these cases arose from the defendant's appeal after a felony DUI trial. Sentences for felony DUIs, which are resolved by plea agreement, are often less than those imposed after a jury trial. Case number 2, State v. Wiggs. Wiggs was issued by the Court of Appeals on March 31, 2015. The facts in the case are, a witness heard a crashing noise and then observed a car which had just been involved in an accident. The witness called 911 and saw the defendant, who was the sole occupant of the vehicle, exit the car, walk around it, and then attempt to restart it. The witness told the defendant that he had contacted emergency services. The defendant immediately turned and ran towards an apartment complex which was adjacent to the scene of the accident. Police officers responded to the scene and determined that the registered owner of the vehicle was the defendant's mother, who had a registered address at that apartment complex. The officers walked to the registered address, knocked on the door of the apartment, and the defendant answered. The defendant matched the description of the driver given by the witness, but denied driving the vehicle. The defendant then lied about the location of where the vehicle was. The defendant's eyes were extremely bloodshot and watery, and he smelled of alcohol. An officer conducted an HDN test and observed all 6 cues of impairment. In addition, while attempting to and failing to properly conduct the walk and turn test, the defendant stated he would not be able to complete the test. The officers arrested the defendant and then found the car keys in the defendant's pocket. The defendant's glasses were missing one of the lenses, and in a search of the car, found a single lens which looked like it had come from the defendant's glasses, and it was located on the floor on the driver's side of the vehicle. The officers transported the defendant to a nearby hospital where blood was drawn, which revealed a alcohol level of a 0.206%. The defendant was charged with aggravated DUI. The state also alleged that the defendant had 6 historical felony prior convictions. The legal issue in the case was, the defendant raised several issues. 2 of those which are relevant to the discussion here are, the first of which is the forensic examination report. The trial court permitted the state to introduce into evidence the forensic examination report which stated the alcohol level. This was done over the defendant's objection that it was hearsay. The Court of Appeals said that the admission was permissible because the criminals who had prepared the report had testified at trial. A second issue was the car keys. The trial court had allowed the state to introduce evidence through the testimony of police officers that the keys were found on the defendant. However, when they were testifying, they did not actually introduce into evidence the keys themselves. The Court of Appeals said that was no error in allowing the officers to testify like that without the keys, because the issue was where were the keys found and not what the actual keys looked like. And so therefore there was no error in allowing them to testify without putting the actual keys into evidence. The defendant was found guilty. After trial, the defendant admitted he had 2 historical prior convictions. The court then sentenced the defendant to 10 years in state prison. The memorandum decision is attached to the transcript of this recording.